Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, and we are ready to receive what the Lord has in store for us today. And today is October the 7th. So this is the first Friday of this month of October 2022. And we are excited with what God is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing, and we are ready. We are ready to surrender ourselves so that he order our steps, so that we receive everything and anything that he has installed for us today, so that we operate and let him order our steps. So we thank God this morning, and this morning I just want to to do it differently, and we're going to start by praising our God, thanking him for waking us up this morning, because there are some people who went to sleep last night and they did not make it this morning, and we are here. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his spirit, it is by his grace, it is by his love that we are here. So I'm going to give each and every one of us an opportunity to just tell the Lord thank you and just praise him. Some have already put their praise out earlier this morning, but we can praise him again. We cannot praise him enough. So let us open up our mouth and put sound out and tell the Lord thank you. We are not going to petition for anything. We are not going to ask for anything, but we want to take this moment just to tell him thank you and praise him. For he deserves our praise. So let's open up our mouth and thank the Lord this morning. Thank you, Father God. We honor you. I say good morning to you, Lord Father God. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, you are the God of
Yes,
that you have showered and stored in my life. Hallelujah.
You are the fire that burns all feeling around. I thank you, Father, when you are high.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. But I thank you, Mary. Love you. Go through me, for me, or whether it's for someone else, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you for having closed in place, Lord, that I
need to go through,
Lord.
I pray this morning. I honor you this morning. I glorify you today.
Everything.
In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I honor you. Yes, Lord, removing anything and everything that is not of us.
And
you
will be able to get
to the
root
of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord,
I thank you, Jesus, Lord, by might, Jesus, Lord, by power, by the fire of the Spirit, and by the mighty name of Jesus.
We want to thank you for your praise report, Lord. We want to thank you for making
this
first
of all. You are the Almighty.
Thank you for
being
so kindness, so loving.
Thank you, moving.
Loving God.
Thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Morning by morning, noon.
Your
compassion fail with
God.
We come to lift up your name.
That you keep, Father.
It's greater than any name. Oh, God, we know it's the name of Jesus.
Well, we don't ask.
And every tongue shall confess. You are Lord. Hallelujah.
Holy,
holy, holy. Oh, God, you said you would be with us, oh, God. You said you would never leave us. You said you would be with us, oh, God. To the end of the age, oh, God. For we stand on your promises. Standing on your promises that can never fail. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You're so worthy, oh, God. You're so worthy.
Accuse us of anything. anything.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We thank you for leading us not into any temptation, but delivering us from all evil.
Oh, yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
And
yes.
Power and your glory.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Forever.
Oh,
in
yes,
Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I worship you for who
Amen.
You are.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
you are
yes,
awesome.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
yes.
You are mighty God. Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, God. We honor you, God. We adore you.
Let's to the Lord. Let's joyful noises to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We honor God. So now we guide it out of your system. I need your undivided attention now. You can mute your phone, and we're going to go to the word of the Lord, and then we will come back with our prayer request. So I need your undivided attention this morning. You can mute your phone and grab your notebook. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures. From all the scriptures we have received this week, it has been a power-packed week this week. It has been awesome. I don't know about you. I am just so excited. I can't contain it. I cannot contain it. I am so excited. And God is good. He has been so good to us. We have a full-loaded week. Loaded with the word. So I am going to add a few more scriptures to what you have already received. And if I duplicate, it's okay. We still need the word of God. And we do know that his word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he has sent it for. And it is like a two-edged sword. The word of God, I am so excited. I need to calm down. Amen, amen. So you can mute your phone, and we're going to go to the word of God, and we thank God for those who have joined us when we have already started. We are excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, and we welcome you. We are excited to have you. So we know today is our third day of fasting and praying. We are praying each month here as a body. We do a corporate prayer. We do the same thing at the same time in one accord. We set aside 3 days where we pray and fast together. And this is a new month of October. And you know what? It just reminds me that last week, it was the last Friday when I spoke with you last week. So we were like in transition. You know, it just reminds me when you travel, some of you have traveled abroad or to a foreign land. When you transition, you see now where you are going. You have touched ground, the land, or this country you are going to. You pass through what they call immigration or customs, that they officially tell you, welcome to our land. In some countries, you have to acquire a visa before you leave, you know, your home country or your country of residence. Before you leave, you acquire a visa so that they will also verify you have one, and stamp it during the customs when you go through the immigration. In some countries, you buy your visa right there. And I think right now, last week, we were at that queue, you know, going through customs. And now we have arrived to our vacation country, our vacation land, or whatever reason for that travel. We are now officially in this land, which is the new month of
October and everything is new. And God has something new for us. And one of it is we, as we are fasting for these 3 days, and our team, I don't have it with me in front, but I do know that we are fighting a spiritual battle to destroy these demonic spirits, to destroy the works of the devil, the demons that are holding us back. So it is a spiritual warfare. And when I think of what demons are, actually in Webster Dictionary, it defines what demons are, that it is a male, violent, supernatural spirit. It's a vicious spirit. It's violent. And these are, on a spiritual level, these are fallen angels. These are spirits that have rebelled against God. And now they are to attack us. And the Bible says the enemy, the devil, he is roaming around to seek whom he may devour. So he does not take vacation either. When we think we are comfortable and we relax and we do not stay guarded, he is still busy seeking whom he may devour. And these spirits, they are against us and against and rebellious against God by fighting us to affect anything good, anything that is of our well-being. They want to destroy it. They want to affect us in a very negative way, emotionally, mentally, physically, in all areas of our lives, including our finances, including our relations, including our joy. They are joy stealers. They are joy. They bring death to peace. They don't want us to live a peaceful, joyful life. So this past 3 days, if you had not joined us, I encourage you to join us today. It's never too late in fasting and prayer. And if there is a reason, maybe you are taking medication or whatever, you do not want to violate that. I mean, there is a reason, but you can join us and pray. You should take your medication and take, you know, your food as you should, as directed by your doctors, but you can still join us in prayer because this is a spiritual warfare. The goodness of this warfare we are in, it is guaranteed victory. We are winners because the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. But God cannot get himself engaged in this spiritual battle unless we participate. We have to participate. We have to get engaged and do what we are supposed to do. That's why I am excited and love this platform, because we don't tell stories. We don't come here and gossip and play around and fool around, but we get into business in spiritual warfare and pray and stand on the gap. So as we pray our scriptures, to remind you of our scriptures of the week, we had two, one in the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, when Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing is or will be impossible with you. So there is nothing impossible. We are already victorious. And our second scripture is in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, where it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand. I don't know which version this is. I'm not fond of it. But anyways, for our battle, for we battle not against the flesh and blood, but against these principalities, these powers, these authorities,
authorities in powers of darkness in the world and these spiritual forces. I'm just paraphrasing here. I will encourage you, if you have not read it yet, I know you have read it before, but I'm talking about this particular time where we are doing the same thing at the same time. I will encourage you to go back and read it. And I will encourage you to read that whole, you know, a cluster of verses from verse 10, and just past verse 18 and go to verse 17. And it will tell you what the armor is, you know, the helmet of salvation and the bracelet and all those things. So I am not going to tell you. I will encourage you to go ahead and read. So these are our two scriptures we are anchored on as we go through these 3 days of fasting. And you don't have to stop and end here. If you want to continue tomorrow throughout the weekend, however you want, it is up to you as the Holy Spirit leads you. So here are some more scriptures. I know we have quite a lot of scriptures throughout this week. This is spiritual warfare, and we need to know the word to be equipped, because it is not a physical warfare, but a spiritual one. And my first scripture I would like to give you is from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And when you continue reading, go to verse 5 and 6, and it will tell you about casting down all these arguments that only exalt themselves but not exalting God, and that lack any knowledge. I'm just paraphrasing here. So you write down 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 4 is what I wanted, but you can go 3 to 6. And this teaches us that we do not need like a martial arts training. This has nothing to do with karate and kung fu. It does not have anything to do with boxing, your physical stamina, but it has everything to do with your relationship with God, because he is the vine and we are the branches. And when we are connected, when we receive Jesus as our Savior and surrender ourselves, our salvation has everything to do with our victorious in this spiritual warfare. And also repentance and faith. We need faith. The second one is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. And it says, Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the promises, the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well. You may fight the good fight of faith. If you continue, I will go to verse 19 as well. You know, take verse 18 and 19, because verse 19 it also talks about faith, that we need faith. You can't just do it anyhow. So how he is reminding Timothy that I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you. So you need to understand what the prophecies are. Where do we get those prophecies? We get them from the word of God. So how do we know what those prophecies are? We need to invest time in reading the word of God. And when we read the word of God, we understand what those prophecies are. And we also understand that when God says it, that settles it. When he says you are healed, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed. When he said you are delivered, you are delivered. When he said this battle is not yours, But it is God, then that settles it. But you will only understand. That's why we are so, I love this platform, because we are encouraged to stay in the Word. No stories, no, whatever, you know, imagining something, but it is real. We get it from the Word of God. In Psalm 18, verse 34, He teaches my hands to make war so that my arm can bend a bow of bronze. So God is the one who equips us. Actually, let's start from verse 32. In Psalm 18, let's start from verse 32 to 34. It is God who arms me with strength. It is God who equips us. He is the one who gives us the strength and makes my way perfect. So he is the one who orders our steps. He makes them perfect. Even when we on our own were not perfect, but the time we surrender and let him be in charge, then he perfects us. He is the one who turns our mourning into dancing again. He is the one who is a destined changer. Regardless of what has been said to us that is negative, but once we surrender our lives, once we are saved and trust God and be obedient to his word, he can change our destiny. What was meant for bad, God can turn it around for good. So when we go through this spiritual warfare, it's God who gives us the strength. We can't do it ourselves. That takes us to Galatians 5:17. Actually, let's start from verse 16, where he says, I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And then verse 17, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. That's why we stay prayerful, because this is actually another warfare between the flesh and the Spirit. And we know where we get our food of the Spirit is. We get it from the Word of God. But we can only conquer or overcome the flesh through the Word of God and by submitting ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's why sometimes when you are doing things, sometimes you just say, oh, this does not sit well with me. I'm not just feeling peace in doing this. I don't feel like participating in these things. That's the Holy Spirit who is trying to, informing you, because he knows the end from the beginning. And when, you know, I have heard testimonies after testimonies when people say, you know, I really don't know what made me to divert from my usual route. I take going to work or going home from work, and I just made a wrong turn, but I am familiar with this road. I have driven it a million times. But for whatever reason, I just made a turn. And then as soon as I left and I went home, and on the news, I heard, you know, there was an accident. There's something that happened, because he is the one who God orders our steps. So we have to be discerning people who discern and be able to know and be able to submit ourselves when the Holy Spirit is telling us, you know, it's time to leave. I have gone to certain, it can be a birthday party, it can be a gathering or whatever, and sometimes in my spirit, even before the party is over, I just feel like the Holy Spirit will just tell me, I need to leave, you need to go home. And I just feel a sense of discomfort. And when I leave, sometimes I will hear tomorrow people now telling me, oh, there was a fight, there was this, because God doesn't want us, God didn't want me to participate in that disorderly manner. Although it was a good party, but there was something coming in and God just to remove us. I always give people my testimony how I came here, that God just removed me from my family, my country. I did not run away from my country because of war or because of anything. I came willingly. God just opened the door. And when I came, within about a year or the second year, this demon of AIDS invaded the whole Southern Sahara, the sub-Sahara country. And I have family members. That's why I am so upset and with the devil. He took so much from me. I lost so many family members. When you go to Zimbabwe, there is no family that has not been touched or lost a family member through AIDS. But God just handpicked me and took me out before all that took place. So God always watches over us and take care of us. Proverbs 24, verses 5 and 10. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. And verse 10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So in other words, we need the strength. We need the word of God. That's where our strength comes from. And that's where our wisdom comes from. Only God is the giver of wisdom. And the Bible says, if you lack wisdom, if anyone does not have that wisdom, let him ask. Just ask him. And he gives. And the Bible also says, he, our God, when he gives, he does not hold back. And he is not a respecter of any person. And when we ask, he will give it to us. When we seek, we will find. And when we knock, he will open for us. So we have to take the initiative as much as he has. He is loaded, but he is not going to go out and just hand it over to you. When you ask, he will give it to you. Even on our level, some of us, we have been saved for years. Now we are counting fingers on both hands, and we have now reached to the toes, you know. We count even the toes, and we run out of counting, you know, the toes and the fingers. We have counted them, how long we have been saved, but we are not maturing. The Bible says we move from glory to glory. God does not take us backwards, but we move forward. We need to mature and get further. We can't be what we were last year. We can't be what we were even last month. This is a new month, and we are on a spiritual battle, and we need the word of God, and we need his wisdom. And Proverbs 20, verse 7, this righteous man walks, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. I think this is a good one to end with. So he's talking about whatever we are doing, it's not just about us. It is about the next generation. We are doing what we are doing. As we wake up in the morning and pray for our families, pray for our children, our grandchildren, it's not going wasted. God is noticing us. It just reminds me, I believe it's in 2 Timothy chapter 1. I can't remember the verse. But it talks about, talking about Timothy, that I see your faith that is in you. It reminds me of your grandmother, Louis. And not only your grandmother, Louis, but also your mother, Eunice. You remember that? Where Paul was saying, Timothy, what you are doing, this faith you are walking in, it reminds me, it's the same faith that your grandmother Louis had, and also your mother Eunice, and now it is in you. So regardless, my brothers and sisters, whether we were brought up in unbelief families that that our families were not Christians, we are the ones right now to break that cycle and start a new generation that comes after us. All these generations, our children's children, regardless of their rebellions, regardless of what they are doing right now, but they know their mother, their grandmother is doing well, is doing good for God. They serve God, and it's not going unnoticed. That same faith is going to, that's my prayer. I pray right now that the same faith that we have right now, the zealous, the hunger we have right now, spill over to our children and our children's children, to the third and the fourth generation. If there are others who were brought up in Christian homes, Christian families, if you look back, you can see that you are now picking up some of the things your parents used to do, the prayerful, the loving of the word, the reading of the word, the doing, you know, the giving, participating in the things of God. And that is called, we move from glory to glory and we move forward with God. So I just pray this morning that what we are doing, this spiritual battle, this spiritual warfare we are involved in, it needs the faith, it needs the word. And when we invest in it, that it is not a waste of time, it is not a by and by. No, we are planting a seed for our children, children, our children, 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 to the third and the fourth generation, and every generation that comes after until the Lord comes. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank God this morning. So before we move forward, let's just go ahead and take our who is here, and if you have a prayer request, and give us your prayer request if the lines are still open. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the lines are open. And you can do your prayer request. And if you have a praise, go ahead and praise God. We're going to make it short because of our time, so that we can leave time to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. I thank God for, you know, just a spirit of praise and worship, us coming together in unity on one accord this morning in the name of Jesus, because God inhabits the praises of his people. So I just thank God for that, you know, and a mind, hallelujah, to praise him, to worship him, to serve. So my prayer this morning is for me and my family, but mostly for marriages. My daughter Michelle Banks and Eddie Banks, that marriages, and not only just their marriage, but all the marriages around the world, that they come together right now, God, and as one, and communication lines are open up right now. So prayer for the marriages and prayer for our other our family members and for what's going on in the world today. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne. I just thank God for being here this morning.
Good morning, this is Darlene. Thank God for the word this morning. It's been so awesome. This entire week has been a beautiful week of worship and the word. I just want to request prayer for my sister Althea. We have prayed for her from time to time concerning her gambling addiction. And she's losing so much money and don't know what's happening with her house and car. So we just want to pray that demon of gambling, it's a covetous demon, will be removed from her life so that she will get herself together and stop this foolishness. Her and I used to gamble together years ago, and I thank God for delivering me from that. But I just want to pray for Althea this morning. I also want to pray for Abraham. He has told, that's one of my grandsons. Yeah, pray for him. Also keep the Gibson family in prayer for in the house, and peace amongst the siblings, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Chris. I'm praying for favor, and I'm praying for Denver, that
feels better. He has the flu.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. Thank God for the word and the praises that we uttered up and giving God thanks this morning. Asking for prayer for myself, for peace and favor. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
You say any
this
other?
Is Sister Marie. Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I want to thank you for the word that you brought this morning and the scriptures. And I have a prayer request for the people that out there that have lost ones, for comfort for those who have lost family members that have passed on. And everybody have a good weekend. Thank you.
You say any other?
We want to say for the demonic spirit of murder over in Thailand. I think there were about 5 people were killed in a classroom, a school, I believe it was. So we need to continue to pray. So we've been talking about the United States, but we just need to pray about that demonic spirit that is causing people to take out to people's lives, and also want to continue to pray for restoration of those who lost lives. I mean, their family members who are still alive, and ones who lost their property in the hurricane. I mean, it's just so horrible, some of the things that you're hearing of, you know, after the hurricane has left. So pray that God will help to restore those things. And that people will come to Jesus Christ, because, you know, Jesus is coming back. So just pray salvation this morning for our family and families of the world. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I would like to also add my family on the, as we pray for families, and for my daughter Queen for favor. She is looking for a place she to stay, you know, there in Florida, and just for her to find favor, to get a reasonable, comfortable place for her. And the hurricane and stuff, I got some team members who, you know, been deployed, and we got another team that went to Puerto Rico, and some are in Florida. So just for my team, because we still have to, do our daily duties with less people. So just for favor. And each and every one of us, you know, for maturity and the things of God. Okay. And I also want to add my son, Abraham, and for, you know, the hunger for things of God. You know, we can't use God as an ATM machine that we just show up when we want to withdraw. But we need to save God at all times. So I just want, if we would pray for him and all our children, my children, just to have the desire and the hunger of the things of God. Not to have seasonal kind of a thing, you know, like, oh, this day is on fire and then shut down and then come on fire and stuff like that. Amen. So at this time, before we pray for these needs, I am just going to go ahead and hand over the time to Pastor Darlene, and she will share with us what she has, and just take it from here and close us down when she is done. So I'm going to wish you all a blessed weekend. But that doesn't mean you hang up. I'm leaving the time to Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you once again for just being a great leader and doing the word so wonderfully. And during the course of this week, we've heard some good word. Our sister Marie started on Monday. Then our minister Gladys and Sister Chris led us on Wednesday, and then the Horsleys, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Wonderland, just feeding our spirits. I mean, it's just good to feed your soul. You know, when you sit down at the table and you begin to eat and you enjoy your food, I mean, it's just so good. You know, some of us really love to eat. I am one of those people who loves to eat good food, good tasting food, and that's one reason why I like to cook, because I know my food's going to be good. And then just thanking God for the food for our soul. Somebody is making noise in the background. If we could please mute your phone. I don't know, you're ruffling papers or something back there. Just be mindful that this is people come in and listen to the program after we're off the air. And just those who are here, we don't really want to hear that noise. So we could appreciate if you would stop that, please. Mute your phone or something. But anyway, we just thank the Lord for just being able to have our spirit fed. And, you know, when you feed your spirit, man, it helps you to get stronger in the things of God. As our Pastor Scholastica was saying, that we are getting, going from glory to glory. You know, we're getting stronger each time. When you read your Bible, you're fasting, it really builds you up and helps you to be that spiritual giant when the enemy comes in, even like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. So, you know, this week, as we have been fasting concerning the spirits out there, you know, we want to continue to call out those demonic spirits that are taking hold of our families and trying to interfere in our lives. We have the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Satan is out there like a roaring lion. Like a roaring lion. He's really not that lion. Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We have the power and authority over Satan. So I'm just so grateful today for each one who is here. Those who come, whether we hear your voices or not, we know that you're here for God and for his work, and to do his work and to be in agreement with what God is doing. When we agree against the devil, against his tricks and schemes, against his cohorts, we have power to overcome him. So I'm thankful for those who do come, those who have been here down through the years, those who have been here recently. It doesn't matter when you started sharing your time with us, we appreciate it. So I know sometimes we can't make it because we're doing other things, but it's good to come together. And I know we have our different ministries that we're connected to. In fact, we want to pray for our ministries today, too. So whatever ministry you are a part of, when we begin to pray, just pray that God will continue to cover your leader, cover the leaders of our churches, that they will continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with demonstration and power. Amen. So we're going to come on together. We have these requests that we've heard today, and we're going to go ahead and pray for these requests. And if there's something you didn't say while we were there getting the request, go ahead and just put it out there into the atmosphere, because God will hear and answer those prayers. Amen. So let us pray. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you so much, oh God, first of all, for
our
I thank you for the situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them, Lord God. I thank you for this situation with them Life and heavy more abundantly.
So we decree and declare abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for you are the God of restoration. For the people of the camp, Father, as your people, for the help of your name, Father, humbling ourselves before you, and praying and seeking your face and turning away from our wicked ways on behalf of our nation and behalf of our neighborhood, on behalf of ourselves, that you, Father God, you hear from heaven and you forgive our sins, heal our land, heal our land, Father, restore our land.
Jesus, that it is permanent,
and the enemy cannot steal from us. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It is done by the precious blood of Jesus. That the battle is won in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Well, we thank the Lord today for our prayers, thank God, for the prayers of the righteous that avail much. There's a lot of power in the prayers of the righteous. So we are grateful today for just being here, and we're at the top of the hour, and we are covering each and every prayer, and we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I make my declaration once again for every brother and sister in Christ. All the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we shall wait upon the Lord. He's renewing our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary, and we shall walk and not faint. I decree this morning that we are new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
Yes.
I thank everyone who has listened to the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive 30-fold blessings, some 60, and some 100. And I love Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he has promised you. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that the Lord God Almighty takes us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. I decree that we know that all things are working together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree that the Lord is opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings that we do not have room enough to receive. He rebukes the devourer for our sake, and the fruit cannot come off the vine before its time. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours. I decree that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So those strongholds are being destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So thank God for healing today. So as we're leaving, I want you to know that I still love you. And I thank God for you loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, for loving your family, your friends, and your foes. In the name of Jesus, as we love people, they'll be drawn into the kingdom because of the love. Because Jesus Christ loved us enough that he came down from heaven and gave his life for each and every one of us. So let's go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a beautiful, excellent weekend, and enjoy your life forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.